This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You might set a spending limit each holiday season, but when you're in the store and see a great gift or get an email about another bargain online, it's hard to resist getting just one more thing. So how do you keep your spending in check? Here to discuss budgeting over the holiday season and controlling that urge to spend, our clinical director of addiction services at Lindner Center of Hope and assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neuroscience at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, Dr. Chris Toole, and certified credit counselor at Apprise & Company that helps people manage their finances, Dave Johnson. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email us, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So spending is tricky, buying for the holidays. Everybody wants to get the best presents and give as much as they possibly can. But, of course, there is a budget that comes in and everybody, you know, money is not unlimited. So how do you suggest, Dr. Toole, help people get started with that?
Well, you know, I think it's important to look at when it comes to buying and spending, that there is a spectrum there. You know, we have some people down here at this end that are not shoppers. They don't care about going to, out the stores. They don't shop. Most people find that shopping is part of what they do during the day. They enjoy it, but it doesn't become problematic. And then we start moving down that spectrum where it does start to become out of control. It becomes more compulsive. And I start to do that behavior despite all the negative consequences.
Sir, Dave Johnson?
And I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sure. What do you think people should do as they start to begin their shopping? What should they?
They should look at setting expectations with their family and their circle of friends and family there so that they will know what they can afford to give and what's realistic for them to give. And then the second part of that is just setting up a budget there and planning out what you want to do and how much you want to spend per person there. And keep track of that as well.
Now, that can be tricky, I would think, because you have this budget, yet you as we said, you go into the store and, shiny object. How do you really keep that in check personally if you know you tend to overspend?
Well, I think a lot of times we have to be aware of also what other factors might be playing into this. You know, many times people will engage in shopping behavior as kind of like a drug in many ways. It gives them a change in their mood and how they feel about themselves. And maybe it gives them some sense of self-esteem. Maybe it helps them to numb out from things that are going on in their life, perhaps anxiety or depression. And this behavior helps me to kind of numb out or helps me to escape into that. So we have to look at that 8% of the population where their spending habit is out of control, compulsive, whereas, most of us are able to manage our, buying and spending, very well. But there is that percentage of people where it does become out of control.
Is there anything you can do? Maybe some I've heard, always spend cash, not charge. Do you advise people to stay away from charge cards during the holiday season, or does it matter? Dave?
We would encourage people to do their holiday spending with cash there. And stay away from credit cards as much as possible. And if they are going to use credit cards, at least to have a plan to have them paid off quickly so that you're not paying for this year's Christmas next year as well.
Do you find that happens a lot, that people do just overspend and they're spending, they're paying those credit card bills for months and months? And if that does happen, what do you do?
They just need to get back on track with their finances and to create a plan to get that debt paid off.
Dr. Toole, talk a little bit more about the whole mindset of it all. And if you are a person that is more likely to be a compulsive spender, should you just stay out of the stores? Is online better, or is that equally difficult?
Well, it is a challenge. I mean, when we look at just having money in your wallet, I mean, we need money to go to the store, to buy gas, to buy milk. So money or, credit cards is something that is a part of our life that people really need to learn how to better manage. But if I can become more aware of what are those triggers in my life that maybe sends me down that pathway, which is unhealthy, it might be external, it might be internal type of triggers that are going on in my own personal life that kind of sends it down this pathway where it tells my brain, this is what you need to do to feel better, to better regulate your mood, to maybe escape from a situation if you're feeling depressed or anxious. It becomes a way of coping.
Do you think it's okay to tell your family and friends, gosh, you know, my financial situation is such that, I'm not going to be able to spend like I have in the past? Or should you, does it help if you warn people that maybe you aren't in a financial situation to do that?
I think it does. I think it opens up that dialogue of what those expectations are, and it can create a dialogue that maybe in that other part of the family that they can't afford to do what they've been doing in the past as well.
You agree?
Yes, I will. Absolutely. I think being honest, being transparent is a very key factor with any type of behavior that may be problematic. You know, when we look at substance use, for example, being transparent about places I can go and people I need to avoid or not to be around during the holidays. The same thing with spending. You know, just because it says, you know, sale and it's marked down doesn't mean that I need to buy more and more or to buy, you know, five of the same item just in different colors. I just have to be aware of those. And my family can be very supportive in that process.
Do you think that it even people, you know, some people have just throw things out there, you know, $100 to spend. Other people have $1,000 to spend. But either way, they could still go over budget. I mean, does it cross all economic incomes where overspending can be an issue?
Well, that's what I see. I mean, definitely someone, even on a limited budget, this behavior can be problematic. You know, someone who maybe just goes to, you know, yard sales or to, you know, various thrift shops can also have this same problem. Even though they may have a small amount of money to budget, it can still be enough that might have a negative impact on their overall income.
And we see overspending in all income brackets as well.
So it's not a matter of people with a lot of money wanting to spend too much then, or people with just a little money wishing they could spend more and then spending, and then they're stuck with these credit card bills. Any other advice for people to really guide their spending, or maybe working with your spouse? Maybe you're an overspender and your spouse is not. How you work that out within a family?
You know, open conversation about the issue. Once this is identified, once the person sees that this is a problem, being able to reach out to family members and say, you know, this is something that I've been hiding, something I've been concealing. You know, I've been going to the mailbox, pulling out, you know, all those bills that are coming in. I've been maybe separating my money out and holding money back. And I really need to be honest to be out there and let my family members know that this is something that's problematic in my life for some people. And I really need their support in order to really stay healthy, to be able to manage my money in a more positive way.
And starting those conversations with your partner, your spouse, is going to be the starting point. We see people all the time that are not on the same page as far as money is concerned. And so conversing about that and opening up that dialogue is going to bring at least the conversation to the forefront there, where they can get on the same page and work on a plan for their spending.
Now, maybe you're a person who doesn't necessarily realize you have a problem, or maybe a family member is starting to wonder, gosh, does my family member have a problem? Are there signs you should look for to see if a person does have a compulsive spending issue?
Well, I think once something becomes more compulsive, becomes out of control, and I continue to do the behavior despite the negative consequences, I start spending more than what I'm able to bring in. It's starting to affect other aspects of my life. I can't pay other bills. Maybe there are warning signs within the home that I'm buying items that are in the closet that still have their tags on them that I've never worn. And so there's this aspect of my behavior and how that becomes out of control. So being able to have family members who help me support that, and being able to recognize what are some of these external and internal triggers within that person that might be really promoting that person to find other ways of coping, unfortunately, through ways of overspending is one way that some people find that relief.
And some of the things that we would see is clients hiding their own mail from other family members there. They would be paying credit cards with another credit card to keep on track there. They're taking short-term loans out as well, payday loans to make ends meet.
You know, sometimes we also see when a person is not spending, they actually have what we see with other type of substance withdrawal is some they feel more agitated, they feel more depressed, more irritable when I'm not able to go out and buy. So that for many people is the same type of process that we see with other addictions in the brain, that when I withdraw from that behavior, I start having symptoms and signs that are very similar to what we see with other type of various behavioral addictions when we stop doing that behavior.
So much of what we learn about spending, I think we learn from our parents and our families as we grow up. Is there anything that parents can do now to really guide their children to be responsible spenders as they become adults?
Well, I think helping kids, you know, to be able to earn their money and be able to spend it in a way that is sensible, so kind of modeling that behavior for them is a key.
And I think just bringing the family in and having that conversation with, you know, this is our income, this is what our typical expenses are, this is what our financial goals are, and we have those conversations with our other family members there that can help them develop some financial sense.
How do you get a good sense yourself of really how much you can afford to spend at the holiday time? I think everybody knows how much they're spending on their bills every month. The holidays come, that's a whole different, you know, realm. It's not that same budgeted amount. You know, you have your house payment, your car payment, your regular credit card bills, your utilities, all those sorts of things. But that holiday spending is just coming up in a month or two. How do you really work to budget for that? Should you be saving money the whole year? I mean, I remember the days of the Christmas club, you know, when you put away $10 a week and then in December you got this check and you had money to spend. What do you advise for people that are living on unlimited means and have specific spending each month?
Well, for us, we would be encouraging people to set up a savings account, and like you said, the Christmas club kind of scenario as well. But also, if that doesn't work, if they would keep a plan knowing that Christmas comes every same time every year, and that I need to start for next Christmas, I need to start in January, and so maybe I'm looking at buying a gift or setting aside something for something that I'll use as a gift next year.
You know, I think, too, also purchasing things that are more meaningful, maybe more personalized, as opposed to the latest electronic or the latest gadget that's very costly, to find something that where you can put more meaning behind, maybe even something that you make for that person or something that has more of a personal connection might be more meaningful and probably less expensive to find that type of gift giving during the holidays.
Do either of you offer specific counseling for folks that are trying to work through this, or is there counseling available somewhere for folks that do have issues?
Well, at the Linear Center Hope, we do look at various types of addictive behaviors that people engage in, not just drug and alcohol, but also various behavioral addictions, whether it's gambling or, you know, sex and pornography. So we also see spending. We also see gaming. So these type of behaviors in many ways are very similar to other substance use. The brain really doesn't care, you know, where whether or not I pour it down my throat or put it in my nose or see it with my eyes or do it with my hands. It knows that the same chemical process is happening. So really focusing on what that behavior is doing and how problematic it is in that person's life, and being able to identify what are those triggers in that person's life that's really sending them down this unhealthy pathway.
You mentioned gambling. Do you find that people are in trouble already will try to gamble to get enough money to pay those bills? I mean, does one feed off of the other?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not uncommon that, for example, for some people that they will cross what's called cross addiction. Maybe I stop my drinking, I stop my alcohol, but then I move into spending or I move into gambling, and I get that same response in my brain that I used to get from the alcohol, and now the spending is doing that piece for me now.
Dave, what about you? Do you have any advice for people that need that kind of counseling? Do you offer that kind of credit counseling?
We do offer budgeting counseling for clients as well as debt counseling.
And what kind of things do you start with when they come in to talk about, okay, here's my spending, here's where I am, how do I straighten out this budget mess I'm in?
We just create a financial picture there, so we end up asking a lot of questions there. We're asking questions about the income and then their common monthly expenses. And then we're also looking at giving them the tools there that can help them track their expenses down the road as well to get a more accurate picture.
What is a reasonable amount of spending for the holidays? I mean, I know everybody has their own idea of what they should spend, but how do you advise people what's a reasonable amount?
For us, it would be the spending that wouldn't get you into financial trouble there. And it would vary from person to person there. So we wouldn't want a person to get behind on other bills just to get Christmas taken care of. We also wouldn't want them to take out a lot of credit card debt to make that Christmas happen as well.
I think part of our counseling is also to focus on those same aspects. You know, what are those things that you can do behaviorally to allow that behavior not to be so problematic? So certainly, you know, getting rid of credit cards, paying with cash, and being able to identify what are those triggers in my life during my day or during my week that maybe I search spending as a means of trying to deal with that issue.
Do you ever find that, and what do you do, I guess, is better the question, if you're a parent and your adult children come to you and say, oh, I'd like to borrow some money, I need, you know, this time of year I need this money, is it a good idea to lend money in those situations or not?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I love the look between the two of you on that question.
For us, we always encourage people not to loan out their money there. Especially if you can't afford to loan it out or lose it there to begin with. And the one aspect of it is I don't think it teaches – it's according to what the issue is that brought that person to their parent to borrow money to begin with. If it's just that they have no financial sense, then you're not – you're just enabling that person. You're not empowering them to fix their own problem.
And quickly, Chris, we're almost out of time. You agree?
Yes, I think that's a great point to help people, young people especially, value what money is and be able to see how that by earning it and finding their own ways of being able to manage that is really what we can do best for our kids as parents.
Thank you so much, both of you, for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking about holiday spending. My guests were Clinical Director of Addiction Services at Lindner Center of Hope and Assistant Professor of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neuroscience at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, Dr. Chris Toole, and Certified Credit Counselor at Apprizen, a company that helps people manage their finances, Dave Johnson. In just a moment, how iPads may help in the dugout on Focus on Technology.